Now, what about the enemy? How will our soldiers treat them? What do you mean? Take enslavement for a start. Do you think it is right for Greeks to enslave Greek cities? Or should they rather do everything they can to stop any other city doing so? Should they encourage other cities always to spare the Greek race and so protect themselves against enslavement by the barbarians? Yes, sparing them is far and away the best policy. Is the best thing, then, for them to avoid owning Greek slaves themselves and also to advise other Greeks not to own them? It certainly is, he said. That way they are likely to turn their attention more towards the barbarians and leave one another alone. How about plundering the dead, I asked, after a victory? Apart from their weapons, that is that the right thing to do? Doesn't it give cowards an excuse not to go after those who are offering resistance, as if they were performing some useful task in grubbing round the body on their hands and knees? Haven't armies often been lost as a result of this kind of looting? Yes, very often. Besides, doesn't plundering corpses strike you as demeaning and mercenary? Isn't it petty and womanish to go on regarding the body of the dead person as hostile, once the enemy has flown, leaving behind the instrument he was fighting with? Can you see any difference at all between a person behaving like this and dogs which get angry with the stones they are hit by, but show no interest in the person throwing them? No, he said, no difference at all. Should we then put a stop to plundering corpses and refusing to allow an enemy to take up the dead for burial? We most certainly should. They won't, I imagine, take their weapons to their temples to present as offerings, particularly not the weapons of Greeks, if they are at all interested in maintaining good relations with the rest of Greece. They are more likely to be afraid there may be some pollution in bringing offerings of this kind to a temple from their fellow Greeks, unless, of course, God tells them something different. Quite right. And because they are Greeks, they will not lay waste to Greece, or burn houses, or accept that all the inhabitants of a city, men, women, and children alike, are their enemies. They will regard their enemies at any particular time as few, the ones responsible for the dispute. For all these reasons, they will refuse to lay waste the land or destroy the houses of people whom they mostly regard as their friends. They will pursue their dispute only up to the point where those responsible are compelled by those who are not responsible, and who are suffering as a result, to make amends. For my part, he said, I agree that this is how our citizens should treat their enemies. As for the barbarians, they should treat them in the way Greeks at the moment treat one another. Should we then lay down another law for our guardians, forbidding them to devastate land or burn houses? Yes, we should. And let us by all means lay it down that we're satisfied both with these arrangements and with our earlier ones. The fact is, Socrates, if you're allowed to go on talking about this kind of thing, I don't think you'll ever come back to the question you originally postponed in order to go into all these details. You needn't go on discussing the arrangements. Instead, can we concentrate on giving ourselves a convincing answer to the questions? Are they possible and how are they possible? We can forget about the rest. That's a very direct assault, I said, on my way of explaining things. You don't have a great deal of sympathy with my misgivings. What you perhaps don't realise, after I have narrowly escaped the first two waves of criticism, is that you are now exposing me to a third, the largest and most threatening of the three. But you will have a lot of sympathy when you see it and hear it. You will see why I hesitated, why I was afraid to put forward such an unlikely-sounding answer for examination. The more excuses you make, the less chance there is that we shall let you off telling us how these political arrangements are possible. Stop playing for time and tell us.